Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast for April 22nd, 2014. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and today I'll be talking with Jose Maria Gonzalez Granado, Francisco Sanchez Madrid, and Vicente Andres about a component of the nuclear skeleton that also plays a role in organizing the cytoskeleton during the formation of immunological synapses. Immunological synapses are macromolecular clusters that form when immune cells like T cells interact with antigen-presenting cells. These structures form at the plasma membrane where the two cells contact one another, and they contain receptors and other signaling molecules that allow the cells to communicate. The proteins in the immunological synapse are recruited into the synapse in a particular order, and they adopt a specific pattern of distribution within the structure. Components of the cytoskeleton are required for proper formation of the immunological synapse, and that in turn is critical for the T cell to respond appropriately to the signals that are provided by the antigen-presenting cell. In a new study, Jose Gonzalez Granado, Francisco Sanchez Madrid, Vicente Andres, and their colleagues have found that the nuclear A-type lamins also play a role in formation of immunological synapses. The function of the nuclear lamina in the nucleus is similar to the function of the cytoskeleton in the cytoplasm. It helps organize and support the nucleus, and it also regulates some aspects of nuclear biology. The observation that the nuclear skeleton was involved in immunological synapse formation was unexpected, and so I talked to the authors about their findings. Gonzalez Granado, Sanchez Madrid, and Andres spoke to me by telephone from the Spanish National Center for Cardiovascular Research in Madrid. On the phone with me are Jose Maria Gonzalez Granado, Francisco Sanchez Madrid, and Vicente Andres. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
The first question is for you, Francisco. Before we talk about what you found in this study, I'd like to cover some background on the immunological synapse. How is the immunological synapse organized at the plasma membrane?
This is a morphological structure which is very well organized, and this is at the interface of the T lymphocyte in contact with an antigen-presenting cell. What is important is that all the receptors there are very well organized, and they are segregated in different subdomains. They are a central domain that concentrate antigen recognition receptor, and they have another peripheral domain where adhesion receptor in connection with cytoskeleton provide the physical structure and the architecture to keep this cell-cell contact. So all these receptors are connected to the actin cytoskeleton and to the tubulin cytoskeleton. So these simulate quite nicely is known about the neural synapse, and there are a number of components which are very well conserved in the evolution. So this is a very good system for communication between cells, which is important not only in the neural but also in the immune system that require a very well orchestrated system of communication between cells. Okay? It's critical because it's controlling activation of the immune response. This is the kind of structure that provides the physical architecture for very well regulated communication between immune cells.
How important is that spatial organization of the immune synapse for the activation of T cells?
It's critical. Any agents or any defective molecule that disrupts this organization, this segregation of receptor in the peripheral and the central ring completely alter the proper activation of the T lymphocyte. In other words, it's important because this is the way that the T cell and the APC are exchanging information. And this information is not only in the signaling, but also is in the polarized secretion of cytokine, and also exchanging information like nanovesicles that are harboring different messenger and microRNAs. The immunological synapse is a focal point for communication between the T cell and the antigen-presenting cell. And this is key for the T cell to be activated and to differentiate into different effector functions.
My next question is for you, Vicente. In this study, you identified a requirement for a nuclear skeleton protein called lamin A in formation of the immunological synapse. What initially led you to make the connection between lamin A and the immune synapse?
So let me just very briefly tell you where we were in this field when we started this project. So for many years, the A-type lamins were considered structural proteins. However, recent studies from our laboratory and other laboratories have shown that in many cell types, these proteins, they also regulate key cellular functions, including, for instance, higher order genome organization, DNA replication, and repair, gene transcription, and signal transduction. But we were surprised that very, very little was known about the role that lamins could play in specialized immune cells. And indeed, it was even controversial whether they were expressed at all in immune cells. So what we decided to carry out first is experiments to look for the expression of A-type lamins in T cells upon activation by antigen recognition. And we found that they are indeed rapidly and transiently upregulated in T cells. And we found this very surprising because studies in other cell types had shown before that the abundance of these proteins, lamins, is quite constant under many conditions. So because we found this upregulation that was kind of surprising, we wanted to investigate if this transient expression of lamin A is required for optimal T-cell activation. And because of the critical role that the immunological synapse plays in the adaptive immune response, we decided to focus and analyze in detail whether the A-type lamins play any role in the formation of this key structure using human and mouse cells and also animal models to investigate the in vivo role of these proteins.
So there was some data suggesting that lamin A could be involved in T-cell activation because it was upregulated during T-cell activation. Jose Maria, how is lamin A involved in T-cell activation and formation of the immunological synapse?
The A-type lamins that are a component of the nuclear envelope are able to enhance T-cell activation. Although they are stuck in the nucleus, they can activate the cell and control things that are happening in the membrane or in the cytoplasm or even in the nucleus by their contact with the cytoskeleton or by their contact with other signaling proteins, for example.
Is lamin A important for the formation of the immunological synapse, or is it important for communication through the synapse after it's been formed?
I think that both things are possible. In our study, we observed that lamin A facilitates the formation of the immunological synapse. This occurs because lamin A can enhance or regulate the movement of receptors in the membrane, but also can reorganize the tubulin and actin cytoskeleton. These changes in the membrane and also in the cytoskeleton can lead to changes in TCR-dependent signaling, as we have observed for proteins like BAP1, myosin 2A, or the MAP kinase ERK. On the other hand, it's also possible that lamin A can have a direct effect on signaling, because in these studies we have observed an enhancement of the ERK phosphorylation due to lamin A. And we previously observed in other studies that lamin A can directly bind this protein and facilitates its phosphorylation. Then it is possible that this could be happening in the T cell.
Physically, how is lamin A connected to the immune synapse? Vicente?
As we have already mentioned, A-type lamins are nuclear proteins, but most of the processes that participate in the formation of the immune synapse occur at or near the plasma membrane. But interestingly, A-type lamins have been shown to be connected to the cytoskeleton through two proteins that are called Nesprin and SAN. So these are two nuclear membrane proteins which are organized in a structure that is called the linker of nucleoskeleton and cytoskeletal complex, so that the nuclear lamina and the cytoskeleton are actually physically connected. So what we found in our studies is when we express dominant negative mutants of these two proteins, SAN and Nesprin, which abrogate the connection between the A-type lamins and the cytoskeleton,
the positive effect that lamin A has on the T-cell activation is disrupted, suggesting that at least in part, this physical connection between the nuclear lamina and the cytoskeleton is important for T-cell activation. And we also found that lamin A might enhance formation of the immune synapse through other mechanisms. For example, as mentioned before by Jose Maria, lamin A might regulate the activity of signal transduction pathways that are very important for immune synapse formation and T-cell activation. And we can also postulate that lamin A regulates the activity of transcription factors that are needed or required for optimal T-cell activation. This hypothesis is based on previous studies by us and others in non-immune cells showing that the activity of several transcription factors can be regulated by reversible interaction with A-type lamins. So this is something that needs to be explored in the T-cells, but based on other cell types, is likely to happen as well.
When an immunological synapse is formed, does the nucleus of the cell translocate to be closer to the synapse? Does it move? I'm wondering if movement of the nucleus towards the immunological synapse is very important for synapse formation or communication through the synapse, that the involvement of laminase might help ensure that the nucleus is moving in the right place?
That we know is
Francisco Sanchez Madrid.
The immunological synapse is a conductor of the cytoplasmic organelles. So it's very well known. And we have been working actively, and we have several publications on that. We have data from our own group that mitochondria, multivesicular body, exosomes, the Golgi apparatus, they are brought close to the immunological synapse because the centrosome or microtubule organizing center is driving all this organelle there. With regard to the nucleus, there are very, very few evidence that the nucleus is approaching the immunological synapse. In fact, I think that there are so far there are no studies, no precise studies determining the nucleus in a T-cell which is in contact with an antigen-presenting cell is closer to the immunological synapse. With the Golgi to the multivesicular body, all secretory apparatus, which had to be there, because this is a focal point for polarized secretion. But so far, I think that there are no clear studies about the nucleus. So I don't think that we can say that the nucleus translocated. As far as I know, there are no studies about that. Jose Maria, maybe can comment.
I would like to add some things from the point of view of the A-type lamins.
Jose Maria Gonzalez Granada.
Regarding this point, not in immune cell, of course, but on other cell types, it has been described that lamin is a structural protein that also coordinates the movement of the nucleus when the cell is moving, for example. Then there are no evidence in the immune system about if the nucleus is polarized to this area, but theoretically, lamin could be helpful just in case this is a reality.
Are there other processes that occur in the cytoplasm of the cell or at the plasma membrane that require the participation of nuclear skeleton proteins, maybe lamin A or other lamins or other components of the nuclear skeleton?
The truth is that we still don't know. It is true that these processes are very complex. There are many events that have to be finally regulated. There could be a lot of proteins implicated on that. We only see the tip probably of an iceberg. Then some other nuclear skeletal proteins can be also doing things. In that case, what is interesting also is that lamin A is upregulated. We need to do more experiments to know if lamin is doing more things in the cytoplasm, and also if other nuclear skeletal proteins are also doing things that can be important for the function of these cell types.
Jose Maria, Francisco, Vicente, thanks for speaking with me.
Okay, thank you.
A pleasure.
That was Jose Maria Gonzalez Granado, Francisco Sanchez Madrid, and Vicente Andres discussing a paper published in the April 22nd issue of Science Signaling by Gonzalez Granado and colleagues. You can read that article online at stke.sciencemag.org. The Science Signaling Podcast is a production of Science Signaling and the American Association for the Advancement of Science, advancing science, serving society. If you have any questions or comments, you can write to us at sciencesignalingeditors@aaas.org. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and on behalf of Science Signaling and AAAS, thanks for listening.